Unemployment holds steady in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the February jobless rate was 5%, unchanged from January and below the 5.7% in February 2025. Carroll County remained at 5.4%, Columbiana dipped to 5.4%, and Mahoning declined to 6.2%. Portage County's rate was down to 4.8%. Ohio's unemployment declined to 4.2%. Alliance City Council is moving ahead with new three-year pay deals for city workers. Meeting Monday, Council approved contracts covering water and sewer, finance, and public works employees. The agreements are retroactive to January 1st and include pay increases of 2% this year and 3% in each of the next 2 years. Lawmakers also updated the city's 2026 road resurfacing plan and agreed to participate in a state program to purchase road salt. Meanwhile, a public hearing is scheduled June 1st on proposed zoning changes for data centers. A man is in critical condition after a Saturday afternoon crash in Canton. Police say 53-year-old Terry Rogers of Bolivar was driving on Mahoning Road Northeast near Wooster Avenue when his vehicle went off the right side of the road just before 6 p.m. The car hit a tree, then continued through a grassy area and struck more trees and light bulbs before stopping. The wreck is under investigation. A Maslin man will avoid prison for now in connection with a crash that killed a Canton pedestrian last year. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni sentenced 55-year-old Miguel Flowers Monday after he pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, and failure to stop after an accident. Police say Flowers struck 52-year-old Eugene Rogers of Canton November 28th in the 3500 block of 34th Street Northeast while making a DoorDash delivery. Rogers died December 8th. The judge reserved a one-year prison sentence that could be imposed if Flowers violates probation. Louisville City Council Monday learned that income tax revenues are up. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Last March 31st, the city had received $1.5 million in tax revenue. This year it is up by 4.1% at $1.6 million. Final approval was given to ordinances prohibiting feeding of wildlife, the sidewalk repair or replacement program, disposition of abandoned property, and a resolution in support of the May 6 ballot issue for renewal of the Louisville school levy.
The elementary school principal at the center of a controversy in the Rootstown School District will retire at the end of the school year. The Board of Education voted Monday to accept Jeffrey Turner's retirement following an investigation into his handling of a February incident. Parents accused him of failing to report alleged misconduct by a student and telling others not to discuss it. Turner had been on leave. The Record Courier reports the board's decision drew criticism from some parents who called for his termination. An Akron man will spend years in prison after a drug bust during a Portage County traffic stop. 33-year-old Shmar Antoine was sentenced to 4 to 6 years after pleading guilty to aggravated trafficking and possession. Deputies say he was pulled over on I-76 in April 2025 in Brimfield Township and found with about 100 ecstasy pills near the Neomed campus. A judge rejected a request for a lighter sentence. A co-defendant in the case previously received 18 months. A Columbiana woman reported missing has been found safe. Police say 84-year-old Shirley Johns disappeared April 14th after leaving her home. Authorities were concerned due to her early stages of dementia. An endangered missing adult alert was issued, then canceled this morning. A live pipe bomb found in an East Liverpool home is now under investigation. Police tell the Morning Journal the device was discovered Saturday during spring cleaning in a basement on Avondale Street. The Youngstown Bomb Squad was called in to remove and safely disarm the device at an undisclosed location. Officers say the amount of accelerant used was overkill, but details remain limited. A Smith Township intersection will soon see a traffic change aimed at improving safety. Starting April 29th, the State Route 165 and Beloit-Snodes Road intersection will switch from a two-way stop to an all-way stop. ODOT says the change is to reduce crash risks at the site. Ohio is expanding its efforts to remove blighted and unsafe buildings across the state. Governor Mike DeWine and the Department of Development announced $7.3 million in grants to 32 counties through the Demolition and Site Revitalization Program. Projects include demolitions in Camel, Coitsville Township, and Washingtonville in Mahoning County, and Ravenna and Rootstown Township in Portage County. The goal is to clear vacant structures, improve neighborhoods, and prepare sites for future housing and economic development. An inmate was injured during a fight at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown Saturday night. Officers say three inmates were involved in a melee just before 7 p.m. when one was repeatedly stabbed in the back with a makeshift weapon and also punched. Prison staff broke up the fight and provided medical aid before the victim was taken to a hospital. The weapon was not recovered. It's at least the 21st stabbing at the facility since 2024. An appeals court has upheld the conviction of a Newton Falls man in a child exploitation case. 46-year-old David Lucero will continue serving a 10.5-year prison sentence after judges rejected his appeal. He pleaded guilty to multiple felony counts involving sexually oriented material involving a minor. The case stemmed from cyber tips in 2023. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.